Anytime that talent scouts or record labels came to town, Chris would always be in line to audition. He finally caught a break and did two sides for Baton Records, Grandma's House and...
Oh, please! Don't let up in that charge on me.
These songs failed to cause a stir, but Kenner kept trying. He took a new song to the top producer in New Orleans at the time, Dave Bartholomew. Robert Parker remembers.
He started with Dave Bartholomew. See, he knew Dave Bartholomew. How they met, I don't know, but I know him and Dave were pretty tight. And Dave recorded it. The first song I think he wrote and sung for Dave was Sick and Tired.
Oh,
and that was the first time he got started. With all before them, he was singing with bands, singing R&B, stuff like that. But when he wrote his own song, Dave recorded him.
I'm sick and tired fooling around with you. I get up in the morning, fix you something to eat. Before I go to work, I'll even brush your teeth. I come back in the evening, you're still in bed. Got a rag tied around your head. Oh,
he was a creative dude, man. He could just write. He just come up with a song. I played at a club called the Tijuana Club, and he used to be around there every night and singing. He'd sing with the band a few songs, and he'd go stand outside. And every time you see him, man, he'd be standing up humming something, you know. And that's where he was just creative like that. He'd just come up with a song, man.
My last time telling you to stop that jive, or you gonna find yourself outside, oh, baby.
Singer Willie West met Chris Kenner after Sick and Tired came out.
We used to call him the Bear, you know. He was a husky guy, you know, kind of stocky-like, and, you know, call him, come here, give me a hug, Bear, you know, the Bear hug and stuff. And he had all this gold in the front of his mouth. When he smiled, you could see that was Chris, you know.
He was more easygoing. He had a nice way about him that people liked.
The next year, Fats Domino also recorded a version of Sick and Tired that was a full-on hit. Kenner tried to write more for Imperial, but surprisingly, none of the songs impressed the label owner, Lou Chubb, who after a couple years released him from his contract.
Well, I was at a record company called Minute. The same partners that owned Minute started a company called Instant.
Pianist, composer, and producer, Alan Toussaint.
And when that came into existence, Chris Kenner was no longer with Dave Bartholomew. And they had entertained him about coming with Instant Records. So that introduced me to Chris Kenner. And I was living back in Greytown at the time, so whoever was going to be with us would come to my parents' home, and in the front room we'd get together. And Chris came over to go over a couple of songs, whatever he had, and he had enough for us to work with. And one of the songs being I Like It Like That.
The name of the place,
I like it like that.
They got a little place across the track. The name of the place is I Like It Like That. Now you take Sally and I'll take Sue, and we're gonna rock away all our blues. Come on,
come on.
Well, he wrote the first verse of I Like It Like That. I wrote the second verse. But it was so complete, the way it goes, the way the melodic goes, up here, down there, on the side there, and lands here. The first time we went in the studio, I could tell that he had that, which I thought he had on that earlier song. The package was perfect. The way he delivers with that robust feeling, very convincing, like you could visualize a place, I like it like that, a place across the track. And I had a good time with that. And Chris, however, I must add that during that period, some of the guys used to hang all day in my parents' living room. That's just the way we operated. That was our rehearsal hall and hanging hall and everything. But Chris, he wasn't one who hung. He came and did what he had to do with us. Then he was gone on back to his world.